Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And the man is dead, right up to the microphone.
Little Dire Straits bringing us back. That's Mark Knopfler on lead, singing, and guitar as well. Pretty good licks there. Pretty good picker, Mark Knopfler. Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I hope you check those out. Use them to your advantage. The Small Business Advocate site is where you can find all the segments of all the interviews that we've done here since all the way back to 19. We started archiving in 99. We go all the way back that far. Thousands of those, tens of thousands of archives. We produce 2,700 new ones every year. The thousands of articles that I've written or my Brain Trust members have written. Hundreds and hundreds of videos are there. You can subscribe to my newsletter. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon, get you ready for the week ahead. All that's free. You can find out how to follow the Brain Trust members. If there's one in our Brain Trust that you really like or more that you really like what they have to say and you want to make sure you know what when they're coming up again, you can do the RSS feed and we'll send that to you. So check all that out. The book, The Age of the Customer, you can read more about that at ageofthecustomer.com. Please do that and use it to your advantage. You know, and also, I mentioned earlier, I was talking about crowdfunding in the last segment, about how I thought that was going to become a bigger part of the options of small business borrowing going forward into the next decade, between now and 2025. And I wrote three articles about crowdfunding that I hope you'll go, if you haven't already read them, or if you've forgotten about them, go back and read this. I wrote those last summer. One is about the donated version, what I call the donation version of crowdfunding, where you give money to people because you just care about what they're doing, and you give it to them, and maybe you get a T-shirt, maybe you don't, but you don't worry about it. The other kind is the loan, crowdfunding loans, which is really the thing that I was talking about earlier, and that I think is happening right now. It's working, and I think it's going to continue to grow. And then the third one is the equity side and the crowdfunding equity, which I think is going to go almost nowhere. So the crowdfunding loan part, though, I want to talk about that again. You know, as I said earlier, I polled bankers. And I asked them, what do you know about crowdfunding? Almost none of them knew anything about it, never heard the word. That's amazing to me. It's preposterous that they wouldn't know that. And the ones who did know could barely explain how it worked. And I mean, just a simple 500-word article that I wrote explains how they work. And none of them could say, here are the implications of crowdfunding on my bank, on my business, on my career, on my industry, on my future. None of them could say that. Even though I know, I'm convinced that crowdfunding will have a major, crowdfunding lending will have major implications for the banking industry. Big banks, little banks, credit unions, it doesn't matter. It'll have implications on all of those as it becomes more mainstream. But more than that, there's going to be a pretty interesting convergence between the growth of and the adoption of, or I should say, the development of, the funding of, and the growth of crowdfunding, that converging with the emerging Gen Y, the millennials, who are much more predisposed to doing business online, to solving problems online, to getting it done, getting it over with. They're much less interested in going into a branch office or talking to a loan officer or something like that. So even if it costs them more in interest, they may wind up doing a crowdfunding loan rather than borrow money from a bank. Now, what does that mean for banks? Do I think the crowdfunding is going to take over all loans? No, I do not at all. I think it's going to have a place, but it's going to have a bigger place. Right now, our polling showed only 3%. I think going forward, it's going to have a lot bigger place than percentage than 3%. But it's not going to replace banks. But it will cut into banks' business. And so here's what I think community bankers, especially community bankers, should do. Credit unions could do the same thing. When they have somebody who's not bankable because the regulations that they have to comply with won't allow them to loan that person money, but it's a company with enough critical mass that they could be bankable in the year if they could just get a little bit more financial stability under them. And maybe a crowdfunding loan would help them do that. So I think the banker should help them find that. Help them find that money. Help them get a crowdfunding loan. In the meantime, get that business to give them their bank deposits. Do the whole thing. Say, okay, tell you what, give me your bank deposits. I'm going to help you find the loan. I'm going to go with you. We'll work it out. We'll get you the crowdfunding loan. And then in a year, you we'll work to get you bankable. And then you can start borrowing your money from me, and I can save you money. You'll spend less money on interest with me than if you do crowdfunding. This is the way of minimizing what could be a pretty significant negative implication for the banking industry. So are you listening, bankers? I'm Jim Blasinger. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.